A new gold mine has gone into production near British Columbia's border with Southeast Alaska. It's one of several prospects being explored near creeks or rivers that flow into Alaska waters. As Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports, the new mine is smaller and less controversial than some other projects being considered.
The Brucejack mine had what's called its first pour this summer. That's when refined ore is melted down to make a project's first bar of gold. The high-altitude mine is about 25 miles from the Alaska border and around 80 miles east of Wrangell. It's within the watershed of the Unuk River, which drains into the ocean northeast of Ketchikan. Officials at Vancouver-based mine owner Pretium Resources did not return calls by this report's deadline, but in an earlier interview, Vice President Michelle Romero said the company is building on a previous owner's work.
There was existing underground excavation done, and we had used that access to get to the heart of the project, which is the Valley of the Kings.
Brucejack is far less controversial than some other British Columbia mining projects across the border from Southeast Alaska. Heather Hardcastle is a fisheries business owner and campaign director for the environmental group Salmon Beyond Borders.
It is a lot smaller than the other mines in the transboundary region, and it is an underground mine. So as far as the disposal of tailings go, we certainly feel better about their plans to put the tailings and the waste back underground.
Tailings are ground up rock, often containing hazardous minerals that are left over from processing ore. Mine critics say the common practice of mixing them with water and storing them behind dams threatens downstream fisheries. Hardcastle says her main concern is that Brucejack is part of a larger effort to develop more than a half dozen mines that would use tailings dams. The largest of those is Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell, which is next to Brucejack. What's known as KSM won a key permit from Canadian environmental officials this summer. Brent Murphy is Vice President of Environmental Affairs for Toronto-based developer Seabridge Gold.
The permit that we got was essentially an amendment to the federal law, which now allows us to go in and deposit essentially waste material into streams that are frequented by fish.
Murphy says the permit requires the company to post an appropriate bond and create twice as much fish habitat as it destroys. KSM will store its tailings in a valley that's part of the watershed of the Nass River, which enters an ocean inlet about 20 miles south of the Alaska border. Salmon Without Borders Hardcastle, who fishes out of Juneau, says that's close enough to pose a threat.
So commercial fishermen from Alaska especially contend that we very much have concerns about what goes on in the headwaters of the Nass.
Seabridge Gold continues to seek investors for the multi-billion-dollar project. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.